This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey there, just a quick note before we start the show. If you're loving this podcast, you can help us grow it by telling a friend. It really makes a difference. Anyway, thanks, and enjoy the show.
Number one, that I may fall prey to identity theft. Number two, I fear that I may not have enough time to write all the books that are in my head. Number three, I fear being misunderstood in my writings that, I guess it goes with it, that no one will read my books. Number four, I fear the drug violence. How can I not? I'm from the border. My sister's boyfriend was held at gunpoint. My mother's neighbor, her child, age 15, disappeared. They don't know where he is. My cousin's wife was killed in a bombing at a casino. Number five, I fear being immobile. My dad had arthritis, so I'm really afraid of not being able to walk. I'm also afraid of getting Alzheimer's like my mom. That's number six. Number seven, I'm afraid that I will die after my siblings. I'm the oldest of 11, and I'm giving you too much information, but why not? In 1968, of course, Vietnam was raging. It was the Tet Offensive. And this is Monday morning. I'm getting ready to go to work. I was working at Central Power and Light Company, utilities company there in Laredo. My father was getting ready to go to work as well. And a little green Volkswagen pulled up, Army. And my mom was the one who saw first. She looked out the window and saw them and started crying. She knew. And they came to the door, two men, spoke only English. And my dad is saying, no, 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 crying. I'm translating for them. I can't cry because I'm trying to keep it together for them. They said, we'll be back with more information. And they never did. We got a telegram later explaining, you know, when the body was coming and all that. Those wounds don't heal. I think my mom, to her dying day, was still crying for my brother. Number eight, I'm afraid that my family may not stay together now that my parents are gone. Number nine, also really afraid about the political climate. Like, I think the new administration's decision for zero tolerance that caused the separation of infants from their parents is abominable. And I don't know that they will ever correct the damage that has been done. Number 10, the biggest fear I have is for all of us. It's climate change. My name's Norma Elia Cantú, And these are 10 things that scare me.
The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. One more thing before you go. If you're enjoying this show, we could really use your help. Why not tell a friend? Knowing that you like it will make them listen, and then we'll have another listener. Yay! You know what I'm scared of? Raccoon hands.